The Wib Wake Up Show on a Thursday, June 9th, and a special best 5 minutes of the day. First of all, let's say good morning to our usual guest, who's always special. Don't get anything wrong with that. Good morning, Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I feel special for you acknowledging that.
Saw your dog, your boxer, Finn, last night as he was at outside the dance studio waiting for Tessa to be picked up as I was picking up Elena. Nice dog.
Did he attack you?
No, he's friendly.
Good.
He was very friendly.
Yeah. Part of his issue is he's too friendly some of the time, so.
Yeah, I imagine. No, he's, pretty smart dog, too, right?
He's a little thick-headed, but he can be pretty smart, so.
Yeah. All right, well, we also have, what's making this special today is that we do have a longtime listening friend and volunteer who is on the line. And I don't know if you've ever met him in person, but Jerome Jacobs on his 85th birthday is on the line from Knapp. Jerome, good morning.
Good morning. And I have to say good morning to you, Jason, and you are special. and definitely that friend of yours, Mark, is just about as special as they come.
Oh.
And I thank
that is true.
The people like you, and I know that you give the glory in the right place.
Mm. Well, Jerome,
well, happy birthday.
Yeah, for
thank
sure.
Thank you. This is a special pleasure.
Jerome, you had
indeed
quite a year, didn't you? I mean, you had your biggest health challenge yet, didn't you?
Yes, about Thanksgiving time, I had heart bypass, and it went through beautifully. It is the time that I was going into surgery, come out, whatever, is the very closest time I've spent with the Lord in my 85 years.
Huh.
He was so close and so wonderful, and I just knew whatever the outcome was, I was the winner. It was, yes.
Well, anybody who knows you is
That's
the
beautiful.
Winner. Anybody who knows you is the winner, Jerome. And I know our friends, I think of Becky Husted and just so many who know you and love you and appreciate you. And how many baked goods have you offered up for people over the years, Jerome?
Well, yeah. How many grains of sand are there? not quite that many, but it wouldn't be countable. But the Lord blessed me with that, and I'm thankful I was able to, you know, be able to use that talent in that way.
Yeah.
I would just like to say, I came to the Lord about the time that WWIB came on the air, and I am so blessed to have known and to have had Mabel Louise and her husband.
Yeah, Warren. Yeah.
Warren, start that station. That station has been such a blessing to all of us in our growth with Christ.
Mm.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I've known you since 2005, and you've been a blessing for sure. And one of the things, you found a blessing, Jerome, Jason's Letters to the Beloved, where you share from often this devotional commentary in the New Testament. I think you read through the whole thing, and you brought it with you to Mayo when you went
yeah,
in, right?
Right. When I went in for my surgery,
mm-hmm.
I spent the time, started to read it, reading it, and I read it through. And the beautiful way that Jason impressed the word love and the Lord is just phenomenal.
Thank you.
It was just wonderful, yes.
And I know
I think you're one of three people who've read through it.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was just such a blessing to do that, you know.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know, I think we need to sing Jerome happy birthday today. So Dawson is
sure.
here. He was in the show choir at North for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And, and Jason is here, and so I'm the weakest singer of the three. So can we sing him happy birthday this morning?
Of course.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jerome.
We're doing a round, I believe.
We're delayed.
Yeah.
Thank you. What a blessing.
That was wonderful.
I didn't deserve that, but I loved it.
Aw.
Well, speaking of love, the song to follow this.
Hi to Dawson.
Yeah.
Hello.
I enjoy hearing him so much on the radio.
Thank you.
Mm.
Yes.
So fantastic. Well, we love you, Jerome. And if there's any, what do you got planned for your birthday?
Well, lunch today and breakfast tomorrow.
Okay.
and that's plenty for an 85-year-old.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I know you said you turned the show on bright and early when we get rolling at 5:30, and you're with us throughout, and we appreciate it. So thanks so much.
Oh, yes. Yep.
All right.
It's the start of my day.
There we go. Thank you.
God bless you all.
God bless you. Happy birthday.
Likewise.
Jerome on his 85th birthday here on WWIB. Speaking of love, letters to the beloved. Here's Stephen Curtis Chapman, all about love. And Jerome sure is.